Good morning.
I'm going to sing you a song. You ready?
As always.
As always. If my pulsing heart should ever start repeating that it is tired of beating, then I'll be tired of you. Tra-la. That song got me through the whole day a couple of weeks ago, and I think I know why. You want to hear why?
Yes.
Yip Harburg wrote the words, and Arthur Schwartz wrote the music. And I think I owe both of them, right?
Yes.
And Yip Harburg wrote the words to Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and Harold Arlen, my focus, wrote the music. So I had this moment of loving this song, and that's probably why, right? I know it's not a big deal to you, but it's so fun to me. Okay.
And that is what matters.
And that's why I'm here. It's not about you, it's about me. Amen. All right, what a week, or three, or four. All right. Twin told me you wouldn't bite me when I discussed what I'm going to discuss with you, but, you know, he's always so positive. Okay, I'm going to read you what happened yesterday with Twink, and it'll cap the 3 weeks, and I had a major breakthrough with detox and the idea of detox, and I don't know if I should read this. Okay, here we go. This is what Twink said. You are on this. Very familiar threat consequences at work, right? I said, right. Now, you do not want to quit yet. You are quite motivated to stay in the present with yourself and letting the threat go. I know right now you want to quit. Trust me. Timing. You have successfully reconfigured your day there. Let us on to it. And our TBC session, which turned out to be today, not yesterday, for that cool connection, and we'll take you the rest of the way there. So yesterday my intent was to expose the fear threat and let it go. Long story short, I did that and reconfigured the entire day yesterday because I stopped taking mega doses of vitamin C. I thought that detoxing from iodine by not taking it since we last spoke and giving my body a break, that the vitamin C might just step in and help. So I started very slow with vitamin C. Almost had a psychotropic 2 weeks in and out of not knowing what was going on, not realizing it was the C, and then remembering it was the C. Literally, Monday night I woke up with such a raging sore throat, I almost went to the hospital. Woke up the next morning, immediately stopped taking the vitamin C powder. By 11 o'clock that morning, the sore throat was almost gone. And the whole depression, anxiety, threat piece was also gone. I went, son of a bitch, I've got to talk to Elias about the idea of detox. And here's my impression. Can I just give you my impression for the whole crazy experience? Because it was awful. I'm moving through a lot of strong suggestibility beliefs about medical authority stuff, whether it's natural medicine or traditional medicine. And it's very influential. My iodine list, this vitamin C list. Okay, my conclusion is, like we all have cancers in our body, we all have toxins in our body. It's a question of where the lion's share of my attention is. And if I'm all focused on getting toxins out, that means I'm focused on toxins being in, to make a long life short. I'm very mindful that some of these substances like iodine and vitamin C do trigger a release of these toxins. At least they do for me. And I'm a little confused about why it happens or how it happens, but I think it happens. and I am just, anyway, I stopped the C, and I have not taken iodine for 3 weeks, and I'm a little confused about how much to start back up on, because I do want to start back up on iodine. Very low, because proactively, okay, I don't have autoimmune problems. I don't have thyroid, I don't have breast cancer, I don't have Hashimoto's, I have all these things that I think iodine and possibly vitamin C are good alternative therapies for extreme diseases. A lot of people have good luck with them. I don't have those problems. I think the way I eat is doing the most wonder for my body. So anyway, I triggered this awful thing, and I really paid attention to it, and my sore throat is almost all gone. There's a few other things I want to talk about, but the subject of toxins, I feel like just letting my attention get away from that whole focus is a big step. You want to add anything to that mess? That was awful, Elias.
I would agree with you in your assessment about your attention.
Mm-hmm.
I would also agree with you about the suggestibility.
Yeah.
I would also agree with you about observing that more.
Yes.
And addressing to that.
Good.
This piece that you listen to other individuals and you forget about your own body and you do what other individuals do and then you generate a reaction.
Right.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead. Let me relax while you ask me your question. Go on.
What is the process that you engage, and what are you thinking when you move in these directions? For I genuinely urge you to think about this before you answer. I am very aware that you trust our conversations. And we have had conversations about these two subjects many times. And I have consistently moved in a particular direction with you with both those subjects. The vitamin C you and I have discussed many times previously, it is not compatible with your body. And you know that. And you and I have discussed it. And you have asked repeatedly about it, and I have expressed agreement with you many times throughout our relationship that this is not a supplement that you need. It is not one that moves well with your body consciousness, and that it is acceptable for you to not be engaging that particular substance. Now, that being stated, what is the process that occurs with you when you read or hear someone else expressing a suggestion to be incorporating that supplement or more of the iodine or anything that we have already discussed in detail, and you already know that this will likely have a reaction with you, but in the moment, you are not thinking about that. In the moment, when there is that suggestion to you, all of that information disappears. What are you thinking, and what are you processing in that moment when you listen to a suggestion such as these and you follow it? What are you feeling and what are you thinking in those moments?
The first thing I can only say is I have completely forgotten how bad the prior experience
is. I'm aware of that.
I have.
That I stated.
I'm aware that
you, in a manner of speaking, are completely blank.
Yeah.
And not thinking at all about any prior experiences or about any of our conversations. Therefore, this is the reason that I am asking the question, for it is important, for what you are doing is overriding all of that information. Some factor of fear is overcoming every other aspect of information. What is it?
I think I got it. And it may sound really stupid, but especially on, because the iodine site is where I found the vitamin C information, and I have friends, acquaintances on it that run the site and that are, and because I'm choosing to participate and be an example on the site and share my stories, I felt guilty that I wasn't trying the vitamin C, so they would something. Boy, that's a piece of it, Elias. That's just a piece. So I thought I would try it again so they would accept me, I think. That was a piece. I was very aware of that. But when it didn't work, I decided I didn't care if they accepted me or not. And I think I had to get to some place where I begin to not care that they accept me or not. Is that a piece of it, do you think? That sounds so really not 100% right, but that was a piece.
It is a piece.
If you can help me with this, because I...
It is not the core,
right.
But it is a piece. It is a symptom, let us
of
say.
Of the core.
Yes.
Okay.
In this, it is a matter of you genuinely addressing to what the association is that pushes you in this direction, and it is very consistent.
Right.
In which you stop thinking about you or what you are comfortable with or what is successful with you. This is the reason I am asking you. What are you feeling? Even if you don't know why, what are you feeling when you read something or you hear something from another individual and they are expressing, I am incorporating this substance at this dosage because of this. What are you thinking and feeling?
It's related to...
You touched on a piece which is... I would express approximately half of the core. That piece that you touched on...
That's good. At least it's half.
...is not... as much what the other individual's opinions are or what they think of you. It is more you being an example. You being in the position of being an example and what that means to you. That you have to do this, you have to be that, you have to do more if you are an example, that being an example has its own guidelines rather than merely being you and being the example by being you. That subject of being an example has its own guidelines and its own rules.
Yep.
Of what you should be, not what you are.
Right. Interesting.
That is a piece. That constitutes approximately half.
That's true.
The other piece...
I hope you're going to tell me.
...is that threat that you carry of the what if...
Like, what if I die?
Or what if you develop something?
What if I develop something? What if I can't take care of the cats? What if my house evaporates? What if all the what ifs? So I do.
But
this.
In relation to your body, all of those other subjects depend on you being
healthy
and mobile.
Yep.
Therefore, the what if is, what if I develop something physiologically and you are automatically moving in the direction of preventative? This is a significant piece for
Boy.
Let me express to you that in relation to preventative actions, there is some merit to that. Some. Meaning, if you are being responsible to yourself, and you are paying attention, and you are listening to your body, then yes, there is some merit to preventative action, in that if you are consuming foods that are compatible with your body consciousness and you are aware of caring for yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, yes, these all move together in a preventative, so to speak, manner, but not actually this is the reason that I express there is some merit to it. Some.
That's another big, that piece right there is huge.
The reason there is some merit to it is that initially it can motivate individuals to pay more attention to themselves and to move in directions that are more beneficial and more healthy for them. Only.
Which I've done.
Beyond that, the idea, the mere idea of preventative action is expressing that your concentration is on the possibility of something you don't want.
Right. Shit.
Therefore, if you are continuously moving in a preventative direction, your concentration is not on being healthy. Your concentration is on the action of avoiding.
Yeah. Wow.
Those two pieces that are so strong and that you are not addressing to and not looking at, that they are strong enough to override everything else, no matter how much you trust it.
What can I do? Let's nip this in the bud, if you don't mind, before it gets...
First of all, this conversation will serve to
aid
you, and yes,
good,
that you are more aware.
Okay.
And therefore, now you know.
Right.
What the factors are, and therefore you can pay more attention to actions that trigger that.
Right.
Then it is a matter of restructuring.
Okay.
Restructuring how you think, how you move, and what your motivation is. That your motivation for eating in the manner that you do is because you feel good.
It's true, I do.
And to acknowledge that
as the enough of a good reason.
Yes.
Okay.
And to remind yourself of that daily for a time frame.
Okay.
To stop that underlying message, regardless of whether you feel good, it is a preventative.
Oh, God, that's so, you know, I would have never, ever gone here with you. I didn't know.
It matters not that I feel good or I have more energy.
It's a bonus. The main thing is I'm keeping myself from getting cancer and dying.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and that right. is triggered every time you engage other individuals that do have some physiological difficulty or challenge, or that are creating a disease, it is not that you are comparing yourself with them now. It is that you compare yourself with the what if.
Yeah.
And you immediately forget all the information you have, and you override it all, and you move in this other direction as a preventative.
I do that with Twink, too. Twink consistently gives me guidelines that always pan out correctly. But I go from fear to fear, and he has to keep reminding me. And I'm amazed that he wants to even keep reminding me. And I'm amazed that I forget now that you're saying this.
but it is a trigger.
It's a, okay.
That is the reason that I asked the question.
Yeah.
Because it is a trigger, and it occurs so automatically.
Wow.
And this piece of being an example with its own guidelines, which you don't even know what they are.
No, there's just a demand there.
That you have to be something other than you are. Now, one of the pieces, one of the guidelines of that role in your perception of being an example is that you cannot be an example if you don't have the experience, not entirely correct, but in that you have to experience and experiment with everything that other individuals are doing, and therefore you can be in that position of an example.
Oh, God.
The piece that is important in that to be remembering and acknowledging to yourself is precisely what you expressed to myself. I don't have cancer. I don't have this problem. I don't have this manifestation. I'm not experiencing these
things, symptoms,
diseases, yeah. And symptoms.
And
I am healthy.
Right.
In that, let me also express to you, your perception also of being an example is that it encompasses all peoples. In some capacities, that is correct, but not in the manner that you perceive it. You are an example to individuals that don't have symptoms and aren't creating diseases and that are healthy, of how to maintain that.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Okay. Starting to lose my shit here.
You are not an example to individuals that already have manifestations, right, of being healthy.
Right. Okay.
You are an example to them of being positive.
And I... Right. Okay.
That is enough.
Okay. I thought I knew that, but I really guess I didn't. I genuinely feel like...
Yes, but there is the other piece that is included, which is the piece that you use to hurt you.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Yes, you are aware that you are being an example in a positive manner to other individuals that do have manifestations and symptoms, but you also include that piece of being the example in another capacity in which you must also relate to them.
Oh, okay, I get it. I get that. Okay.
You can't relate to them.
I can't.
Because you are not diseased.
I can't relate to a lot of people like that. Even precisely. People that are emotionally like that, like some
precisely.
People at work. Okay. The buzzer is going off, and I'm going to go 5 more minutes. I think it'll be okay. I must be ready to hear this.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
And I should acknowledge myself.
Yes.
And not be scared. And cry. I may cry. This is good.
Don't allow this to overwhelm you and to move you in a direction of anxiety.
Nope.
For this is excellent. You are ready. And in that, you are ready and able.
And able, because I've given myself proof that I'm able.
Yes. Okay. And now you have enough experiences that have been uncomfortable and destructive to you.
Right.
To balance that in relation to that trigger.
And love myself and take care of me.
And if you are continuously acknowledging in the manner that I am expressing, the next time you present one of those triggers to yourself, even if you become blank momentarily and begin
to take an action to get the stuff, or whatever.
Yes. Very quickly, you should be remembering this conversation.
Okay. Thank you, me. Thanks, me. The whole example piece is, it's hard to distinguish. I so love the information and I so love you. And I so get largely of being an example just to be me. But what this comes and sideswipes me. It's not that my intention is bad.
No.
And here I am 15 years later, not dead, or with any diseases. And you and I are still talking to each other. And there's a lot to be grateful for. And I am. Okay. So I had a quick reading with Jean-Francois about my tarot cards, and I asked him what my essence card was. And it's the Five of Pentacles. And then later I asked him what my focus card was, and I knew it was going to be a larger card, because you know how we are in this dimension, we want larger cards, but King of fucking Wands, the quirky King of Wands. I got my wish, and it's not exactly the king I wanted to be, but don't you think the Five of Pentacles for my crazy essence and the King of Wands for me in this direct dimension is like fucking kind of perfect? Just shake your head yes.
Yeah.
And don't you think that having mutable astrology signs all over the fucking place, like, is also purposeful? And don't forget the 358 number. And don't forget spending my whole life trying to be successful and sabotaging myself because I have, what do they call that? Passive-aggressive tendencies. Okay, I'm good with all that. Anyway, it's hard to be an example. Well, I can't be an example to myself. Okay, two last things.
But you are.
But I am, and I'm proud of me, and I have Twink, and I have you, and I must be very creative to draw those two things to me, right?
I would agree.
Okay, so Gidget is starting to eat a little wet food. It's not natural homemade wet food, but it's the first time I've seen her eat wet food. She does like the Stella and Chewy dry dehydrated raw, which is a big step. You see me every morning with the 5 cans of cat food. I know I'm becoming obsessive compulsive because I'm afraid she's going to go the way of the dodo, Gilda.
Once again, now this is also
a good example.
Excellent.
Gidget looks pretty
of that
angst.
Preventative expression, that concentration, and yes, the angst that moves with
it. Okay, so here's my plan. Simplify it. Tilly likes to eat certain foods. Let her eat them. Harold will eat just about anything. Let him eat. Guido, too. Guido has a good appetite. I'm just going to put a couple of different foods down, and whoever eats what, it's okay with me. And I'm going to keep the dry food out like I am because it's more comfortable for me. And I'm not going to go in the direction of chopping vitamins and making homemade food because they're not going to eat it, and it'll stress me out. And so far, they seem okay. And that's just what I'm going to do. Can you suggest anything else I could be doing there that would be less stressful? No.
No.
they let
stop stressing.
Stop stressing and realize cats like variety.
Yes.
That's all. And the last thing is, I told Adam I would say hello to you. And we're becoming close in a weird way because I think we're the only two LPs in the joint. And I understand him. And I didn't know if you wanted to extend your greetings to him, but if you want to...
And you may.
I will. All right. God damn it. All right. Everything is okay at work. Everything is actually okay with Sal.
Relax. And rather than becoming anxious or depressed or discounting yourself, remind yourself each day how well you feel.
Yeah.
And how well you are accomplishing in that direction, and that you are already healthy. Therefore, it is a matter of maintaining, not preventing.
Right. One last thing again. I wake up in the night and I'm really dry. And I pee a lot at night. It's a catch-22. I want to add a few more carbs, but when I do, I crave more carbs. So I'm not sure if that's the cause of the dryness at night. I do drink a liter of water a day. I just thought maybe you would give me a little bit of... I just want to make sure I'm not abusing the keto thing and causing this. I just want to, because I feel better on 25 or 30 carbs. If I add more carbs, I want more carbs, and that doesn't feel good to me. And maybe it's something else. I don't know. But the dryness, no? It's not anything else. It's that. It's what? The dryness at night.
You are fine.
I'm fine. And you know what? If I get up in the night and pee, I'm an old lady. Go ahead, pee. Or something like that.
You're fine.
Okay, and the big one. I really do want a champion to support me. Someone I get along with. Is that so much to ask the cosmos? No. But I keep creating not that, I noticed. So is that because I'm also stressing about that?
Yes.
Okay, so I should just stop stressing about everything.
I agree.
It's okay if I want a champion that I like.
Yes.
What's wrong with me, for fuck's sake? Okay.
Why would that not be?
Because I keep drawing not champions. And I keep going on Match.com going, what am I doing here? And I look for assholes, and there they are. It's like I'm reflecting my reality. I'll just stop now and look on Match and have fun on Match. And relax. Help.
Perhaps, rather than thinking of a champion, perhaps moving in the direction of a companion that is easy.
That I like to be with. A companion that is easy. Okay. Let's do some juju there. Okay, fine. All right. Boy, we're going to talk again. Thank you. Can I make this a private session?
If it is your choice.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because I just need to make this a private... I may release it, but I'm a little overwhelmed. In a good way. Kind of. All right. Listen, I love you. Thank you. I'll see you in my dreams. I'm really in good shape.
I agree.
I know, and I'm adorable for 67, or 57, or 47, or 37. I actually know that. All right, I love you.
And I express loveliness to you, too.
Preventative, who knew? Okay, thank you. Very good counsel.
You shall be anticipating our next meeting.
Yes, because I'm going to get this. Okay, bye.
And you will.
And I will. Because I'm good at get. If you know me, I got to get it. Okay? It's important. I love you.
In wondrous affection, as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir.